Stedman represents most of southeast Alaska south of the capital city. He was first appointed to the seat by Governor Frank Murkowski in the fall of 2003.
Hopefully the folks in the district will think I have done a good job in entirety. They might not agree with everything I've done over the years. I don't think anybody does. If you look back at the record at 17 years, you can find something, I'm sure. But hopefully they'll consider me for another four. I'd like to, continue to work on the Marine Highway and push back on some of the challenges we get delivered to us from up north dealing with coastal Alaska. And also I'd like to continue working on ensuring that the permanent fund is intact and has the ability to benefit future Alaskans along with current Alaskans.
Stedman and Kodiak Republican Representative Louise Stutes are part of a 9-person ferry system reshaping group. That body has a September deadline to report on the economic future of the system and solutions for reducing what the state pays into the ferries. He expects there will be opposition to whatever comes out of that process and does not expect a silver bullet for fixing the system.
But I can assure the people of the district, if that report comes out and Representative Stutes and myself don't agree with most of it, chances of it surviving the legislature are slim to none. So we're not going to see, in my opinion, a report of nothing but rail belt nonsense come out.
Communities in Stedman's district have gone without service for much of this year. The coronavirus pandemic has been the latest challenge for marine transportation, but service has also been impacted by budget cuts and breakdowns for an aging fleet. He's got some concerns about making the Marine Highway a public corporation like the Alaska Railroad that could remove it from the political whims of each new administration.
You get the Marine Highway too distant from most of the legislative process in the budget cycle, it's very easy, or it'll be easier just to cut the subsidy off. And there's no way you're going to run the Marine Highway without a subsidy, and there's no way you're going to run the Marine Highway on a $25 million subsidy. It's just not going to happen. The entity's too large, our towns are too sparsely populated and too spread apart. So there's some things that just are not going to happen.
$24 million is a 50% cut to state spending on ferries, a target proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy when he formed the ferry reshaping group. Stedman says it's important to transition to a newer fleet with lower maintenance costs, but he expects a difficult task convincing ferry opponents to spend money on new ferries, even with substantial federal funding. Stedman recently penned a long letter to the editor defending his support for a remote road project near Cake. In 2012, he secured a $40 million state appropriation for that road, which the DOT bills as a way to access remote forest land for recreation and subsistence uses. The state is planning to start construction on that this year. Stedman thinks Southeast should continue to pursue all transportation improvements, including roads and airport projects.
You know, when you bet everything on the Marine Highway, someday you might get up and find out you got nothing. And anybody that thinks the Marine Highway has been getting better over the last decade, I would disagree with that, because we're having significant challenges just keeping it operational. So we need to pursue those.
As for other priorities, Stedman has asked the governor to look at the balances for a variety of state savings accounts to see if those can be used to pay annual operating expenses for state agencies. He wants to see more legislation for tougher jail sentences for some crimes, and he does not fault the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
Also in this pandemic, the governor's been granted some emergency powers that extend through this late fall, and frankly, they'll probably go clear till January, would be my expectation, till the legislature's back in session. I think he's doing the best job he can. We've all recognized that we've had a escalation the last week or so, a couple of weeks, frankly, a little alarming. But previous to that, there was a huge concern that, we would not have the ability to open up or run to the season or fish processors.
Stedman is glad to see screening at airports and thinks that could be better enforced so people are not allowed to skirt travel mandate and testing requirements. Sedman was appointed to his seat in the fall of 2003 and elected to four terms. He has a primary challenger this year in Petersburg handyman and fellow Republican Michael Sheldon. Sheldon ran for governor 2 years ago and came in third in that primary in 2018. Later that year, he mounted a write-in challenge for the state house seat for the area, and he ran a write-in campaign against Stedman 4 years ago. So far, fundraising and spending in this race is relatively low. Stedman reports spending over $6,400 and raising over $4,400. Sheldon has raised a little bit more, over $5,300 during the same period, and he spent about $2,500. The winner of the August 18th primary serves a 4-year term in the state Senate. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.